from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
The following is a paid program by Earnest Financial. The views and opinions are solely those of the hosts and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
You're entering a dimension of sight and sound. A dimension where fantasy and reality are interchangeable. And the shadow you just saw out of the corner of your eye could be yours from another plane of existence. So get ready to take the next right. Or is it left? Either way, you'll soon be pulling into Terry Adams' Conspiracy Zone.
Oh, it's so scary and freaky and spooky. Well, not really. It's just kind of fun. Welcome to the Health and Wealth Show. Thursday night edition is always fun because we have Terry Adams hanging over from the happy hour with Greg Budell.
Yeah, thanks for the invite, as always.
And you're always welcome here, sir. And we've got all kind of fun stuff to talk about. We were talking about some stuff before the program, and I know Terry's got a bunch of stuff because I know there's some conspiracy theory stuff, or maybe just some not real good ideas tied with this new tax.
That's unbelievable.
You know, I got to sitting there last night, and, you know, some people really do have successful businesses in Montgomery. Say you cleared $10 million last year. Help me with my math now. What is that, like $100,000? You got to pay?
Yes.
I mean,
that's correct.
That's unreasonable.
$100,000.
That's a lot of money. And what are they going to do with it?
That's the question.
Yeah, it is a big question.
Probably going to just...
they're all going to suck it up.
Yeah, I had a different word. And we've got a special guest
tonight.
We have
a special guest today.
Yes, we do. First time on the program. It is... You want to come up with a spiffy radio name, or you want to just go straight with
Buttercup Avenue.
Buttercup Avenue. He's here with us. No, actually, it's Matthew Ernest. That is David's son. Are you the oldest... Son,
I am,
and
the only.
He's
son.
The youngest one too.
The oldest and
he's
the youngest.
He's the tallest and the shortest.
You
wear a lot of hats. That's over good. At the Ernest home, don't you?
I do.
And you got two lovely children.
I do.
James and
Rebecca.
Yeah, she just had a birthday.
She did. Just turned four.
Four? Wow.
Oh wow.
And dare I say, I think he's available, ladies. He's tall and slim.
Not available.
Okay.
he answered that pretty quick, didn't he?
The last one, the head started spinning around.
You gave it a shot, Russell.
Yeah, somebody might be listening.
I tried, man.
Uh-oh.
I'll be in trouble.
I worked with a lady one time, and she... Oh, and we do have... I married a lady who's very beautiful.
Now, where would she be at this very moment?
She is sitting about 2 feet from me.
Giving you the eye.
So I have.
I saw the eye. Hand.
Well, we actually were talking about this last night. I used to work with this lady. She was she had been a Dallas Cowboy cheerleader.
Really?
And her name was actually Dallas. Very nice-looking woman.
I bet.
And she was married. This was in another state, so we can talk about her.
Yeah.
She married this dude... what was that movie? Joe Dirt. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was a little bit, he was two, three steps under Joe Dirt. And I asked her one time, I said, Dallas, why you marry this guy? She said, if I walked into a room with 100 men in it, I'd get Joe Dirt. So, you know, I guess, you know, just sometimes.
He was the salt of the earth.
Oh, he was the earth. He was just bad.
Yeah.
And, I always brought young ladies home and I had one or two. Mama told me, don't bring that heifer back out.
Man, you're getting high again.
But I'm telling you what right here, if something ever happened with us, they have told me they're keeping her. So I have to beat Johnny Cash and walk the line act right.
You better break it.
Nothing wrong with that.
We have been married. This is going to be our 37th year.
Wow.
37 years.
You better add it up right.
Yeah, wow, no, I got great. It.
There's and, no conspiracy about that.
I can tell you that just about everybody other than Larry Stevens that I have worked with in radio, if you add all their marriage years together, I'm still out ahead of them because radio is not full-time traveling around radio is not a good not conducive to good matrimony.
Well, you know, a lot of kind of jobs, you know, a lot of professions are not conducive to matrimony.
Mm-hmm.
You got that right.
Yeah. It's
but 30.
About 50-50 these days.
I thank the Lord, 37 years. And I told her on our 25th anniversary in front of a bunch of folks on a riverboat in Savannah, Georgia, that if she had killed me when we first got married, she'd be getting out about now. But she didn't do it.
Yeah.
She let me live.
You lucky.
But, yeah, she takes good care of me. I took care of her last week, and it sure is different being the one taking care of folks.
Well, that's what you have. You have each other, and you're there for each other, and that's what's important.
That's what it's all about.
And we're here for anyone who needs help in their finances. We're also here for anyone who has questions about conspiracies tonight. Mm-hmm. Tonight is conspiracy night. And we got an expert here with us that knows a lot more than we know about conspiracies that could be involved, mostly with our government.
Yeah.
It's usually the government that we're
speaking of, that
not trustees.
Speaking of that, Bernie Sanders. You know, not many people know this, but Bernie writes poetry.
Oh, does he now?
Yes, and he was quoting some of his poetry the other day at one of these, I don't know if it was the debate the other night or... You know, anything. But this is a line from some of Bernie's poetry.
Okay.
Don't be stupid, be a smarty. Come and join the Nazi party.
Yep, that's Bernie.
Yeah. Well, he was accused several times for being a socialist and even a communist. I mean, in the debate. I watched most of it.
It's just, how
it was kind of funny. It was entertaining. I've never laughed so much in my life.
I heard it was a clown show.
It was a clown show.
How does somebody stay that far out of the realm of what makes sense that long and still get elected? And I mean, you know, when they took the hostages in Iran.
Yes.
He was for them. He said that he was on their side.
You got to be kidding.
I was like, well, go over there.
Is that another conspiracy?
No, that's the truth.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any truth to that, Terry?
Yes, he's absolutely right. Rusty's right.
Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. I don't hear that much. I think it's a conspiracy. But we were talking about the tax, the 1% occupational tax.
Yeah. What's your take on it, Terry?
It's just more greedy government. I mean, I think everybody, I'd like to think people look at it the way I do, is if they could account for every dime they already take from me, and if they truly needed more money, I think most people would be okay with it. But the truth of it is, we all know they don't need it. They waste so much of it. So much of it goes to programs we don't agree with that they shouldn't be doing. So much of it is going in people's pockets. I mean, if you look at our new mayor, his father basically looted Alabama State over the years. Mm-hmm. He's not the only one, but there's so much corruption going on, and I think people are sick and tired of it. And they want to take more money from us for what?
Put
in their pocket.
Did you notice? You know, there were a lot of people in that election. There were like 12 people running for mayor.
Initially, yeah.
Did you notice that several of them got nice, cushy jobs?
I haven't noticed.
I'm trying to think of, I can't think of his name. He got something real nice.
I'm sure. You're not talking about David Woods, are you?
Not David, no. Well, not David.
David's a Boy Scout.
David was pretty much on the high road on this one.
Yes.
I think a lot of these folks that were in there ran and split the votes out, and then they got rewarded later. And I'll think of this guy's name later. It'll come to me. But that's a whole other conspiracy show there.
Yeah, it is. Well, that's politics.
Yeah, well, you know, you play the politics, you play the game. You know, that's what it is.
Unfortunately.
And it's just like anything else. In my business, you play the game, the politics, the laws, the rules of investing your money and finding the legal loopholes to loop your way around the loopy-oop.
I don't know if that's a...
That's not a word.
I was going to say that sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, it sounds pretty good. In other words, you know, you got to swing yourself around, sort of like gravity. I was reading a little bit earlier. They think they've discovered what gravity might be. Well, you know, we know what taxes be, so let's just loop our way around it and try to get out of the way before when we get hit.
Yeah,
you know?
What first attracted you to the study of gravity?
Me?
Anybody,
well, it didn't feel good when I fell out of the tree.
Of course, I want to go live on the moon, because if I lived there, I'd weigh about 145 pounds.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how.
You could jump around a lot.
Yeah, I could maybe.
That's what they did on the moon. Did you see them? They jumped a lot.
Yeah. And Matthew, you get ready to just jump in, man.
You know, if you just wave.
We're not on the moon, but just jump right on in. This is conspiracy night.
And well, I've been working with Matthew on a fat height exchange. I'm going to give him 40, 50 pounds. He's going to maybe, six, eight.
In other words,
higher,
you're going to fill him in.
Yeah, and thin me out and pull me out. Yeah.
But well, we're going to fill you in on a lot of information tonight.
That's right. And if you have any questions or comments, give us a call at 272-9228. Remember, we do not have a call screener at this time. I'm hoping the Cleghorns will return soon.
Yes.
We need to keep them in our thoughts.
Yeah, and yes. They have a GoFundMe. I'll see if I can get Donna to repost it on her Facebook, and maybe some folks will forward it. They're raising funds for medical expenses and funeral expenses. Mm-hmm. Their son, 15-year-old Matthew, passed away last week.
Yes.
And unexpected, very sudden.
Very sudden. And, he got sick, and mm-hmm. it was so fast. They were with us the night before.
Exactly.
With an event in Tuskegee where we were doing the Valentine's dance. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it just was really shocking.
Yeah.
And we're all reeling from it. It's just like, you never know.
You never know.
And it's just something horrible.
Mm-hmm.
And but we want to speak about something that we are thinking about doing.
Mm-hmm.
In March.
Okay. You want to hang on? Well, they went away.
They went away?
Yeah. They'll call back.
Call. Oh, I see you. Well, anyway, call back, whoever you were.
And what's going on in March? As if I didn't know, but I'm just setting you up there.
March the 28th, mm-hmm. we think, is when we're going to do the car motorcycle show.
Mm-hmm.
And I just got a green light from the motorcycle part of it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And maybe a little more than motorcycles. Maybe there may be something out there with three wheels on it. Yeah. I don't know.
Maybe
or four. Four wheels.
We can get Terry to reenact Brother Dave Gardner's motorcycle story. You familiar with that?
No.
You have never heard the motorcycle story? Oh, my Lord, I'll have to get it. We can play it one night. It's
okay.
I'll have to get it. It's hilarious.
Yeah, well, do you have it?
I do not have it here, and I'm sure.
Do you have it here? I'm pointing at the top of you.
I could not do it justice.
Okay, well, then I wouldn't do it justice.
Brother Dave Gardner was a comedian back in the 50s and 60s.
Yeah.
And he was one of the first that kind of, you know, might have smoked a little dope before he went on stage. Oh, my Lord, he was funny. And he was a preacher.
Really?
But he, which church? I think he had his own. But he had the motorcycle story, and then he did one about little David learning how to play the guitar.
Now, speaking of playing the guitar,
mm-hmm.
Matthew, my son here, he can play a guitar. How long have you been playing the guitar, son?
Like a ring and a bell.
Oh, gosh, I don't even know. Probably 24, 25 years.
And you can also teach.
I can.
People.
I do.
Are you currently teaching?
I am currently teaching.
Well, shoot fire, as they say.
Yeah.
How can someone who is an aspiring musician get in touch with you to learn how to play the guitar?
Good question. They can call me on my cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
334-425-1882.
Run that by us again.
334-425-1882.
And we'll mention that again a little bit later on.
Absolutely.
Now, is it just the guitar, or can you teach somebody to play the banjo?
I cannot teach the banjo.
Because that's pretty hard, obviously.
That's pretty hard, that fifth string in there.
Keyboard, piano?
Piano, uh-huh. Drums, bass guitar, guitar, classical guitar, any type of guitar.
I've heard you guys goofing around with the piano before, so I know you. And there's a lovely, large, is it a baby grand at your house?
It is,
It's. I'm like, you know, if I had a piano, I'd have a place to set this extra TV. as a matter of fact, my brother-in-law just broke down and bought himself a big old TV. And since I've known Donna, there's been a piano sitting in the living room at her mom and dad's house. And that's where he lives now. Well, that's where he put the TV, and it's perfect.
On top of the piano.
On top of the piano. I don't even know if that thing has any keys on it, right, but it's been there a while.
Well, it's a piece of furniture.
But, if you're interested in learning to play the guitar, you can call
Matthew Ernest at
334-425-1882.
And if you're interested in getting on a motorcycle and riding around, here's another guy you can call.
Yeah, 271-5500.
And it does say on the side of your building, because I just noticed it,
fun sold here.
Yep. And the little short mean woman is
got
over there.
Got it right.
Is she, she will sell you a motorcycle, I imagine.
In a New York minute.
I bet she will. Now, how short is she?
About 5 feet.
So now is she out there kickstarting these things, you know?
She rides. She took the course at Montevallo.
Now, is it a smaller motorcycle?
Well, if she, you know, she doesn't really have, we don't particularly have bikes of our own. I mean, we have a showroom full of them.
Well, what so I'm saying is, if there's a smaller version, she would have to ride. I mean,
yeah. I mean, you want to feel comfortable. You want to be able to touch at least your toes on the ground.
Yeah, my toes would be on the ground along with my butt and my legs and my arms. Now, you used to ride, I understand.
No, yeah, we've got a couple of motorcycles. I hadn't been on one in a year and a half, though, but no reason. Just hadn't had time, you know, to get on it.
It happens.
It's one of those things, when you first get one, you ride it a lot, and then after you kind of like get used to it, and then you're busy doing other things.
Like anything else.
But you don't forget it.
Yeah.
Matthew, it's like riding a bicycle. You don't forget.
Matthew, you ride?
I do ride. I love it. Clears my head.
It is therapy. If we had somebody that had a sidecar, I would go. I'm not getting on one because I know I will fall over. I could be standing still and fall over.
Well, your chances of falling over increase if you stand still. The faster
I'm talking
you
about
go,
standing.
The less chance of you fall.
I'm talking about standing on my feet.
Nah.
I'm like at Walmart and I fall and these little kids, Mommy, that man's going to fall over. And they just get a crowd up and wait for me to fall.
But it gives them something to do. Keeps them out of trouble.
Well, you know, it helps to prop up against walls every now and then.
I guess so.
Yeah.
David, how do I save my money? How do I keep him from getting my money?
The best way to keep them from getting your money is to invest it somewhere where they're not looking for it.
That's a great idea.
Well, gee golly, how do I find that place? Where can I find a place that they're not looking for?
Where is that place?
Yeah. How do I do that? Who do I call?
Yeah.
Well, you call 279-7431.
I knew that. 279-7431. Talk to David Ernest. And now, is Matthew working with you some?
Oh, yeah.
See? There's another one. And we've got Princess
Leia
over there.
He's earnest like me.
Yes, he is.
I am very earnest.
Yeah. You know, you came close to being earnest.
Yeah. It'd be easier for me to remember that. Yeah.
Get in the army like, earnest.
Reporting for duty, sir.
But now, Leah couldn't make it tonight because she had something else that came up. But she will be back next week, probably on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's always fun when she's here.
We've been doing a lot of stuff today. But speaking of where you can invest your money, there's all kinds of places you can put your money. I like to put the money in safe mode if you're older. And the other thing that I like to do is put it where it's either tax deferred or tax free. Now, the IRAs were created by the government to be there so they'll know where it's exist. In other words, they have requirements every year. Like your 401k has 5,500 forms that has to be reported to the government. Your IRAs have another form that has to be, it's called the fair market value, that's reported in December to the government. But there's other programs called non-qualifieds, which work like retirement plans. They're tax deferred, but nothing is reported unless you make a withdrawal.
So it's kind of like hiding out.
Well, I mean, it's legally deferred. Mm-hmm. So you don't have to pay any taxes on any type of what we call a transfer from one to the other.
Mm-hmm.
And you only have to pay taxes when you actually take the money out and spend it. And that's called an unqualified. That stuff's not reported every year to the government. It's kept in the insurance companies keep this information, but they're required to send a report, like it's called a 1099, if you were to take a distribution, just like an IRA or an annuity or something like that. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing, while it's building up and before you take any distributions, it's not reported to the government. Guess what?
What?
There is a program that is never reported to the government as long as you do it right. And that's called overfunded life.
there's no need to report it because it's not taxable.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So if you take a withdrawal, you know, if you go down and you borrow money from the bank or you borrow money from whoever or whatever, that's not a taxable event.
Mm-hmm.
So in the overfunded life policy, because death benefits are always tax-free, if you borrow against it, and they have, a lot of them have something there in there called a loan wash, meaning you pay interest, but you're credited back the same. I know it sounds kind of fishy, mm-hmm. but, you know, to borrow money, you got to pay interest, right?
Yeah.
But there's no law to credit it back. So they call it a wash. So what happens is you borrow the money, and then it's credited back, and so you borrow the money at no additional interest mm-hmm. because it was credited back. So, you know, some life policies you're going to pay some interest on, but on the loan wash ones, you're not. Mm-hmm.
Question.
Yes.
You said, I'm trying to think what it was, take a, when you get money.
Yes.
What'd you call it? Take a, started with a D. Disbursement?
Withdrawal.
That's what
loan. Loan in this thing. It's called a loan.
That's what I was going to ask you.
Yes.
When you take it out, it's called taking a
loan.
Okay.
Yeah. If you want to avoid taxes, what mm-hmm. you do is you overfund these life policies for a long period of time,
mm-hmm.
and then you can use them as retirement money. But if something goes wrong during the meantime, you can use them as a disability self-completion retirement program. In other words, let's say you had a million-dollar face, for example, and you started when you were young and you had some kind of something happen to you midway. Well, here you comes, you know, $500,000 or $1 million, whatever it was designed to accelerate at that time,
mm-hmm.
and it's tax-free because that's something that is tax-free. What we call chronic benefits and terminal illness benefits or anything that comes out of there that is not a withdrawal or it's not a withdrawal or a cancellation. In other words, if you cancel the policy, you're going to pay taxes on the gain.
Right.
If you take a withdrawal that's a loan, you're not going to pay any taxes on the gain because you took a withdrawal that's a loan. And see, that's how it works for long term. That's what you really want, because if you take a bunch of withdrawals that are just loans,
yeah,
and they're loan washing it, in other words, not charging very much for the interest, in reality, this stuff will last your entire life. You'll pull out hundreds of thousands of dollars, or maybe even millions if it's mm-hmm. big enough, tax-free. When you die, it pays the loans off. The taxes are zero, and nobody reported anything.
Wow. And this is the loopy loops you're talking
this
about.
This is one of the loopy loops.
Loopy loops.
And it was put together so that, you know, orphans and widows could have mm-hmm. benefits, but it's also used... The government accused the insurance company of misusing it and tried to pass some laws back in the 80s because people...
They weren't getting their cut. Is that the problem?
Yeah, there was too much goody going on.
Uh-huh.
Too much going on.
Yeah.
So they backed it off. They grandfathered anything that anybody already had,
yeah.
but they restricted how much you could get of this. So you have to buy so much insurance face... with the ratio of how much cash goes in. So in the early years, while you're building this up, it doesn't build up as fast because it's sort of like, you know, you're squeezing some little teeny weeny thing through a little hole, okay?
Uh-huh.
But once you get it maybe about 10 years in there, then it just takes off like a rocket and starts accumulating like crazy because there's so much more money in there to accumulate, and it's all designed to accumulate tax-free and to never be taxed at all. And also, if you get sick or hurt or die, all this money just boom comes out. We call it an explosion of dollars. So that is something that's never reported taxable to the government unless you use it wrong.
So if you're going to be near an explosion of dollars would be the best explosion to be close to.
Amen.
Terry.
Yes.
Now, we're talking about money and saving your money. In your opinion, knowing a lot of these things, what's one of the biggest money scams right now, some sort of a scheme going on in the government and or the private sector that is to get our money, other than the guy calling from India wanting to talk about our about your car insurance.
What makes me mad are they're picking on the elderly, you know.
Yeah.
that just infuriates me.
Yeah.
My mom's 82 or 83, I forget, but
mm-hmm.
I've been at her house and the phone will ring 50 times a day. It's telemarketing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Trying to scam her out of money, and that just infuriates
my mama will turn 80 soon, and she keeps getting this call from her grandson
that you didn't know about.
And they pick up the phone, Grandma, I'm in jail. And they and some people, some folks will send them money to get out of jail. Well, my mama was like that. I tell you what you need to do. You smart enough to do this, you need to get you a job and get you some money. Quit trying to take mine. I'm like, oh, go on, mama. I'm like, that's just what she done me when I was little. But she gets those a lot. And then I know they're scamming the older folks.
Probably trying to scam the young folks. You got anything you can tell us that happens that you see, Matthew, in scamming and young folks with, like, technology or trying to steal your ID?
No, not so much. I mean, I'm sure it's out there. I get a lot of potential spam calls. My iPhone will tell me that all the time. But, you know, getting back to the elderly, the thing is, they prey on them. They'll talk to them on the phone. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, they're lonely or something. But, I mean, most people wouldn't buy into it. I've listened to my own grandmother talk.
Miss Edna?
Yep. She's
a sport now. She's something else.
And she'll start asking me questions. She'll be on the phone with them 15 minutes where you would think a normal person would just hang up. But, I mean, any little edge they can get on them, they'll take
it. Well, I was telling y'all a while ago, I try to take care of a lot of my computer stuff myself. I got a buddy that does it. He's real good. But if it's a little something like a virus protection thing, like a Norton or a McAfee or whatever, try to put it on yourself. Well, if you don't go to the store and buy it, where you get a password and a disk with it on there, if you go online, you're going to get a phone number to call, and you will call, and it'll be somebody in a foreign land, and the first thing they want to do is get access to your computer. Do not just go ahead and hang up, because they may not hurt it, but they're going to get in there and get all your information.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I've been thinking about this DNA thing, you know, find out my heritage and everything. Government's got my DNA.
Probably.
They probably got a clone of me somewhere doing something.
Well, they know a lot more about you than you realize they know.
Exactly.
There's no doubt about that. They know a lot about us.
Quantum computers.
And, Terry, we were talking about this a while ago, too. You know, that they can clone animals.
Mm-hmm.
And
Dolly the sheep.
And so they are probably, if they haven't already figured it out, able to clone people.
No doubt about it.
I mean, if I met myself down at the mall, I'd like, well, I was right.
Yep.
Yeah, and, you know, it makes you wonder if, you know, if they're ever going to do some cloning for organs and things like that, like we see these television shows.
I've seen them do that, and that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Because that helps. Have you seen the one where they got the mouse and they grow an ear on its back?
Yeah.
You've seen that?
Now, that I could understand.
Yeah. And, you know, it's like the little mouse gets out, you know, and he's running, and he's in the corner, and you're like, hey, and he keeps going, I know you hear me. And the little mouse is like, But that was weird, though, seeing that.
That is weird.
Uh-huh.
Well, there's a lot of things, you know, we have grown to distrust our government.
Oh, yeah.
And one of the things that really, really, really makes us so distrusting is they lie to us about taxes.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
I mean, look at what they did to us in December. The Secure Act. They name it something that sounds like it's good.
Mm-hmm. And opposed.
Then they give you something that's bad mixed with a little bit of good.
Well, what is it you say, Terry? Whatever the government says, always look 180 degrees.
Yeah.
And it's that.
Every time.
Diversion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, and they don't want to admit when they're raising taxes, so they do something that makes it go up with them not being able, in other words, where they can lie and say they didn't raise them.
Yep. Well, I think that's what a lot of folks are upset about this occupational tax is they just did it. I mean, to me, that would be something that the people should vote on.
You know what I think it is?
What's that?
I think it's an act of desperation.
Oh, yeah.
Our tax base here in Montgomery is shrinking.
Yep.
It's an act of desperation. They need the money badly, and they got to find some way to do it, and they just did it.
Well, I hate to use the rats leaving a sinking ship scenario, but, you know, that's the crime is bad.
School system.
You just named it.
Yeah.
School system.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to fix this city, you need to fix the culprit of the problem, and that is the basis of what the problem is the school system needs to be fixed.
And, you know, a lot of folks that come out here to Maxwell and Gunner, I guess, they don't go to school out there. They go to the public schools. And that's, you know, if the schools aren't good,
they're going to transfer
away. And if that base closes, that's going to be a great
thing. Yeah, it would be terrible. You know, we almost had the BRAC thing, and I'm afraid of that, you know, when the BRAC came in and they called it BRAC.
The plane thing? The jet?
Well, not just, I mean, they about shut down a lot of the stuff in the base, mm-hmm. you know. And Richard Shelby saved it, mm-hmm. pretty much, is what happened.
Well, like I say, he's been up there. He knows everybody.
Yeah.
So he's been up there a long time.
And you know, that goes back to, it's not so much what you know, mm-hmm. but who you know. So when it comes to income taxes and investments and how to preserve your money, it really boils down a lot of times to who you know knows how to keep that from happening.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, I was reading today, and Goldman Sachs says we're overdue, and they suspect that we will have a turndown of more than 10%, at least 10% or more.
Mm-hmm.
Now, get this. If you get some kind of communication like that, or a publication like that, or news bulletin about that,
mm-hmm.
from Goldman Sachs, who wants you to invest money, they're in the stock market. What do you think really could happen if they had at least admit that there's 10% that could go away?
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think it could be a lot more?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So people need to not be so complacent about this. I mean, they're talking about things going up so fast that they don't even make any sense.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was reading is it Galactic or whatever it's called?
Space Force.
Space Force. Went up so much, and they said it don't even make any money, and it's just been around like a year or two or three.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, like, everybody's pushing everything up. And Bitcoin came back up a little bit, and, Tesla, it came up a lot. Mm-hmm. But none of them are making any money. So if things that are not making money are going up, it doesn't, what they call fundamentals.
Mm-hmm.
The fundamentals are not there. So what we have here is hot air.
Hot air in
hot
there.
Hot air. Like a politician.
Uh-huh. Well, speaking of that, anybody see the debate last night?
Yes, I'm afraid I did.
Was it?
I didn't see the last 10, 15 minutes.
I heard it was a beatdown.
It was horrible.
Yeah. Well, I got something. You know about this, but I got something I want to play for Matthew and for Terry, because they weren't here last night. Because, you know, our friend Mike, what's his name?
I can't think of his name. Randy Newman.
Bloomberg. He took a beating.
Yeah, I know he did. He was not in his own peer.
He was violated.
There.
Here's something just for him. Yeah.
Hey, Mikey Bloomberg got no reason. Mikey Bloomberg got no reason. Mikey Bloomberg got no reason to run. He got little ears, beady eyes. Walk around telling great big lies. He eat little hamburgers with little bitty buns. Now he's gonna try to take your guns. Oh no, we don't want no short people like Mike. Don't want no short people like Mike. You don't want no short people around here.
Hey Mike, this is your old pal Bernie Sanders. I understand you want to have a meeting. We can do that, but we'll have to keep it short. I didn't mean that the way it sounded. Sorry about that. You are short, you know.
Hey, Mike. Bill Clinton here. You know, somebody asked me why you decided to run for president. I told him somebody must have put you up to it. Get it?
Like Mike.
All kidding aside, it's great you're running. If you win, you're really gonna get up in the world. I did it again. Maybe we could get Elizabeth Warren in here. She could say something that would make you feel better. What, she couldn't make it? Oh, she couldn't get a reservation, huh? Hey, that was pretty good, actually.
Bernie, you're so funny. Yeah, I'm a regular Shecky Green.
Yeah, I'm Shecky DJ right here on the radio. You like that one?
It was great. Oh. We have to laugh to keep from crying.
Yes, we do a lot of times. You know,
it's really pathetic.
It really is. And, you know, some of the greatest comedians had some of the saddest circumstances.
I'm telling you.
You know, they come from bad homes and families. And the one that comes to mind is... And Ernie Kovacs from back in the 50s, he spent most of his career looking for his children. His wife ran off with their children.
Yeah, and, you hear about that.
Uh-huh. Mm.
But it's worse now than it was then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And think about it, though. If you're, you know, Mike Bloomberg or what's her name, Elizabeth Warren, and all of us are hoping that you will run off and just run away and not come back. I mean, I'm looking now, and Mr. Trump is in Colorado, and there's like tons
of people. He's got a lot of steam behind him now.
Oh, yeah.
He's talking about firing somebody.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny.
Well, we were talking on the way over here, me and Donna. I got chauffeured tonight.
That's always nice.
It is good. But we were talking about it, and, you know, you got these people. You got Bernie doing what he's doing, Elizabeth Warren running her mouth. What's his name? Bloomberg. I can't keep his name in. And there's some other lady running, never heard of her, who said that having a woman as president would cut down on sexism on the Internet, which I don't know what that means.
I don't know how that would work.
But they're doing all this stuff, and I told her, I said, you know what... our president is doing, and she, of course, knew he's working. He's fixing things. He's just standing back.
He's trying to.
He's standing back, letting him just self-destruct.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. You know, when I hear Elizabeth Warren talk,
mm-hmm.
I think it's just, she was trying so hard to trash Bloomberg. They're afraid of Bloomberg.
Mm-hmm.
They, Terry, what do you think they were like a conspiracy? They put him up there to set him up. What do you think?
I don't know. I know that the Democrats would have all gotten together and said, you know, he's a threat to what we want to do because he's not totally in line with their agenda.
He's probably worse than Trump as far as that goes.
I mean, yeah. They were bringing stuff up like, you know, these...
When you were in the third grade, yeah.
His recordings from the past is so racist.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah. Everything that he... I mean,
yeah.
But he doesn't have a chance.
You know, all these agreements he had signed with these women, Elizabeth Warren, you know, non-disclosures, bringing mm-hmm. them up and everything. I mean, like... You know, it's like they were going to the bottom of the barrel.
Mm. Oh,
but,
yeah.
You know, but I don't trust Elizabeth Warren one iota. She's really one of the sneakiest ones of all.
Mm-hmm.
We all know about her lying about, you know, being a Native American. Now, that was just a big fat lie.
Yes, yeah.
But
it was.
The other thing that's the biggest fat lie.
Oh, no, I said naive American.
Excuse me.
You misunderstood.
Yeah, well, she's naive, all right, if we believe this
that's
stuff.
That's right.
Because... what she really is for is the wealthy. And the reason why is because she is one of the biggest pushers to push everybody into socialized investments.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, that's my term, okay? They did it in England. They did it in Canada. Yep. They lost 60, 70% of the people cannot have a financial advisor. And Elizabeth Warren is pushing that button hard. I'm not against anybody using the fee for service. But the fee-for-service cuts out the little guy.
Uh-huh.
The middle class on down can't afford, well, what it boils down to, nobody's going to do it. Yeah. They could afford it. Nobody's going to take them. Have you seen these things where it says minimum investment, $500,000?
Right.
Yeah, I mean, they, you know, what's that guy's name? Ken Fisher. He does that.
That's your friend, isn't it?
Yeah, right, exactly. You know, what happened to the guy that has less than 500,000?
Yeah, the little guy.
Yeah. Where are they in this? Okay, Elizabeth Warren is pushing this, wanting this, and what? And she says she's for the little guy.
Mm-hmm.
Bernie says he's a socialist for the little guy. Then why do they cut the little guy out?
Because they're lying.
Exactly.
And what about the guy that gets sick and needs an MRI and they have to wait 6 months or a year before they get it?
And he passes away.
Yeah. Why did they have to cut the little guy out?
Yep. Well, here's another question. Anybody likes this one. You got Bloomberg What he's got more money than
obviously.
Oh, he's got. I think he's got most all of the money.
$69 billion.
That's a lot of money.
A little bit of
So what if it comes down to he's the second in line there, and say Bernie gets it. I think Joe is pretty much done.
I hope so.
He's over at the house kissing his grandchildren in the mouth, which is kind of.
Well, he's got hairy leg.
He could have said anything but that.
Did you see that?
No.
He's kissing his granddaughter in the mouth like he's taking her to the prom or something. It was weird.
He's a pervert.
Anyhow.
Pedophile.
Anyhow. You got old Bernie up here in first place, and you got Bloomberg. He's over here, and he walks over and say, hey, Bernie, got a car out front. You got $500 million. Got a half a billion dollars in there. Won't you take that, keep the car, take a powder, and I'll just step in. How do you think that could happen?
Well, look at what they did to Bernie. That's what happened.
That's what
to him
I'm talking about.
Year.
Yeah.
Clinton did that to him.
Uh-huh.
I mean,
just bought him out.
Well, speaking of the Clintons, they make that joke about if Bloomberg and Hillary were to run together, you told the joke. Remember, he might not be around a day or two.
I was on 2020, November 3rd. They win. She and Hillary and Bloomberg win. And it's on November 4th. The headline is Bloomberg found dead, 6 shots in the back of the head, suspected suicide. Yeah.
It'd be like the LBJ and Kennedy. Uh-huh. It's who knows? Well, and that's another conspiracy that could be going on.
But if you look at the Democrats right now, who have they got that can even put up a challenge to Donald Trump? Nobody.
No.
I still think Hillary Clinton's going to come out and jump in this thing in her efforts to save the Republic.
Mm-hmm. And how many of the Democrats out there do you think has, since all this has been going on, has gotten woke? As they say, they've wised up and looking around.
Well, they don't even try to hide it anymore. They're communist, socialist. They don't even try to hide it anymore.
I know, and Bloomberg is walking around today. I was in I was in Dothan, Alabama.
Dothan.
Walking down the street.
Yeah.
Minding my own business. Guess who pops out of the shoe store?
No idea.
Guy Hunt.
Right.
Former governor, this is not recent.
This is a few years ago. He stopped, said hello, and grabbed my hand, shook my hand. How you doing there, young man? I'm Guy Hunt. I'm running for governor. And I'd heard about him. I said, and I think
he was the first Republican governor in 100 years.
Yes. And we shook hands, talked for 4 or 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. And I voted for him. I think I voted for him twice. Yeah. And I met him again later. Yeah.
But politics was different then, and he was turning a corner from Dixiecrats to Republicans. Now we have I'm not talking about Alabama.
Yeah.
Alabama is a little different. But the rest of the nation is they're trying to get us to turn a corner from moderate to liberal.
Uh-huh.
And I want to ask Matthew what he thinks about that, because he's a little younger than us. You talk to any young folks, and what do you think makes them want these things that they're being promised?
You know, I think a lot of it comes down to people just being naive. They don't understand the word. They don't understand the concept of it, And people that are right of voting age specifically, it becomes a hip thing. It becomes something that it's easy to get a vote out of somebody that's that impressionable, that hasn't had to pay the price or feel some hurt or, And, I mean, it's just, it should be something that's clear, and it's not.
Mm-hmm. Well, when Antifa call us Nazis,
pot kettle black.
And they're wearing masks, running around beating up people.
The best way to hide something is to,
put it out there.
Deceive.
Well, let me jump back to Guy Hunt just a second. We were talking, had a good time, met him, thought a lot of him, voted for him. Well, they had a thing on the news a while ago. Bloomberg's walking by somebody and asked him something, and it was a relevant question. Bloomberg says, doesn't break his stride, and says, well, that's a stupid question, and just keeps walking. That ain't the way to politics.
No, he's not a politician.
That's, you just got to get out of there.
He's using his money.
What was the guy I got on Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? We're pressing the flesh. We're mass communicating. Yeah.
Pappy O'Donnell.
And see, I'm used to that because I remember those guys. And they knew everybody.
Well, Rusty, if you go back and look at what happened in Virginia, the way Northam got elected was millions, hundreds of millions of dollars. Soros and that group got involved. They went door to door handing out flyers. That's what got him elected.
Mm-hmm.
If you have enough money, you can get someone elected.
Yes.
These people have hundreds of millions, billions of dollars.
And I think I actually met the best politician there ever was several times, Shorty Price.
Yes,
Shorty Price, I don't know how he never got elected or nothing. Because he was such a great guy. He would have been a great governor because we would have been on the national news every night.
Yeah. Not in a good way.
No. Governor Price sleeping on the lawn with the goats. I mean, that kind of thing. You know? Yeah. He was a great guy.
You know, we just don't trust our government.
Well, they've lost the benefit of the doubt.
Mm-hmm. We don't trust them with our money, especially. Mm, you know, the reason why, you know, this radio show exists is because we're trying to tell folks or to communicate with folks different various ways to keep your money from being taken away.
Now, used to, they say the best way to save money is go get you some of them savings bonds. They used to have commercials. Yeah, payday, take you a little bit of money out of your paycheck and save up and get you some savings bonds. And in 25 years, that $15 saving bond
will be
worth $22.50.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you can retire and go to Tahiti. But
really,
I don't even know, do they still sell those?
I mean, the government still sells all kinds of, you know, T-bills and treasury bills.
I've seen a commercial for savings bonds. It was the Three Stooges. And I said, I'm going to go out and get me some. That's Three Stooges said it's a good deal.
Yeah. But, you know, in this day and age, with interest rates as low as they are,
right,
and the stock market shooting up higher dangerously, what we've got to do is we've got to use different, unique programs that utilize the market to drive the rates of returns, but still are safe like the old-timey CDs were safe. You could go buy a CD or an annuity and get a straight interest rate of, you know, back in the good old days, 6, 7, 8, 9%,
which was wonderful.
Exactly,
and everybody was okay.
Yep. My daddy loved that.
And then you could borrow money for a house for half of that. You know, but those days are gone. The government has lowered the rates down because the debt is too high, and that is another dangerous thing. You've got to be able to make money safely. And if you can't make it safely, the next phase is going to be taking it away without taxing you. The stock market drops. That's a way to take it away from you. Or inflation. That's another way. So you've got to get ready, put your money where it'll grow, but won't go.
The reason I'm grinning so is that makes perfect sense. But when you said something about the rates being too high,
rates being low.
You said something that was too high.
Yeah, well, the rates were too high for the government.
Right.
In other words, they don't want them that high because they don't want to pay the interest on the debt. You get it?
There's a guy, New York, I think, is a gentleman, and he ran for something. And he always wore this beautiful suit, and he had this big old handlebar mustache, and he was bald, had all these mutton chops, and he always wore white gloves. And whenever they got to a question and they'd get to him, I'm going to see, can I find it? And he said, and what is your response? What do you think is the problem? He said, the rent is too damn high. Every time they came to him, the rent is too damn high. And he would go on, and he was looking out for people like you're talking about can't invest because they don't have a minimum investment or something like that.
Well, that's one example. There's so many examples of why we're getting screwed in this deal if you don't do some innovative things.
All right, here's our call.
All right,
you're on the Health and Wealth Show. And who is this? And don't cuss.
Hey, it's kind of I Won't.
Hey, I Won't. How you doing?
I had a question for Mr. Conspiracy Theory Adams.
Okay, go ahead.
We went to the moon in 1969.
What? Did we go to the moon in 1969?
Oh, man. Yeah. I knew you were going to ask me that. I don't think we did, but that's just my opinion.
Well, you know, I've seen several documentaries, and a guy from, I think, with Teledyne, comes out with several things that proves pretty much that he doesn't think we went to the moon.
Yeah, exactly.
There were things like no dust on the pads of the lander.
Yeah.
And just kind of sound funny, but, I kind of think we did. But if we didn't, that means our big government kept a big secret. I don't know if that's working on that thing.
Yeah.
You know, holy smoke, I don't know if they keep that big secret.
How long did they keep the Manhattan Project a secret? How many people worked on the atomic bomb? Think about it.
Thousands?
Yeah. Years. So it's possible. But, you know, I don't know. You know,
the Cold War was. I mean, it was the circumstance.
In Area 51, look how long they kept most all of that a secret.
Yeah,
even though the stuff they admitted was a secret.
They used compartmentalization.
Uh-huh.
Is what they use, where everybody works on something, but they have no idea what the ultimate goal of what they're working on is. That way, nobody knows what they're doing other than they're building this component. Yeah.
And, you know, when they changed Darren's on Bewitched, they didn't tell nobody.
No. And just they let you build your 401k up and they keep a secret that they really want half or more of it.
There you go.
That's really no secret, but, you know, there you go. Secure Act proved it.
But you're right. That was wrong when they changed Darren's like that.
I was hurt. I had to go into therapy. I tell you what, man. It was bad.
He's brought that up more than once. I believe it must have hurt him.
But now, in the first Darren's defense, he had some back issues.
Yeah, he did.
Exactly.
I think he got hooked on whatever they're giving him for his pain, and he really couldn't function well. But
morphine.
Yeah, bless his heart. I don't think he ever worked again.
No, he didn't. Sad story.
And that was Dick Sargent, and they replaced him with Dick York, because you remember was
the way around.
Was Sergeant York?
Dick York was the first.
Sergeant
was the second.
Did I get it backwards? Okay.
No time for Sergeant.
Yes, no time for Dick Sergeant.
That's a great movie.
All right, thanks a lot, man.
Have a good one.
You too, now.
Thank you.
That is a funny movie.
It's a great
movie. We've got another call. Let's see who this
coming
is.
In.
Coming out of the woodwork.
Yeah. All right.
Mr. Dalton.
Fiddle faddle. Here, now I found the guy. His name is Jimmy McNeil. No, McMillan.
It's 272-9228, folks.
Give us
the number
call,
if you want to call.
Or 279-7431.
Even better.
If you want to call about me calling you back about some financial questions.
Him keeping them from getting your money.
That's right.
That's
here we go.
Last night.
Rent, it's too damn high.
And that's the every question they ask is the rent. Just too damn high.
Where is this?
He was running for something. This is several years ago.
Well, he's got a lot going on there.
Who's
the
little blonde chickaboom here?
He was running for governor in 2010. Let's see. Let's see if it tells us anything. I think she's...
Carl Palladino at a gay bar.
Moderator.
Okay.
I don't know what that was.
Andrew Cuomo and Carl Palladino.
But this is 10 years ago.
Well,
he actually wound up on... What's that? The celebrities come in on the videos where people fall down. America's Dumbest.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Our friend Sammy Stevens was actually a guest.
Really?
Yes.
But you know what the basic problem is after hearing that?
The rent.
The debt is too dang high.
There you go.
They can't explain where the money went.
And we've got more calls.
That's what kills me.
Let's talk to them. You're on the Health and Wealth Show. Who's this? Please don't cuss.
Hey, this is Bobby.
Hey, Bobby, what's happening?
Bobby.
Hey, Bobby.
Oh, man, just heading home from downtown. Hey, y'all brought up Shorty Price earlier.
Yeah.
I was told years ago, and I'm 60 years old, but I was told years ago that Shorty Price, the only reason he ran for governor was because for him to be able to collect his inheritance from his dad, he had to run for some public office every year.
Now, I heard that, too. I don't know if it's true, but I've heard that, too.
That just goes to prove trust do work.
Uh-huh. And he was about 5 foot tall, but when he walked in the door, he was about 7 foot three. He filled up a room now. You knew Shorty was there.
He was a character.
He was something else. All right, man. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, brother.
He was Alabama's biggest fan now. You need to check him out.
Yeah. You know what that means to me? What occurred to me? That means that trust do work. Trust, you know, like trust that people put money in, trust that people put programs in. Mm-hmm. It's sort of like the hand coming out of the grave and said, you got to do this. You got to dance the dance. You got to do what I say or you don't get money and we take it away.
Protecting you from yourself.
Yeah. So trust work. Trust work is
absolutely
a good thing to, you know, if you want to make sure things happen the way you want them to happen. You really need something that works with a trust. And there's other programs. You know, IRAs are controlled by a trustee, so you can't put them in a double trust. But, you know, other things can be utilized and put into a trust, and you can put them in the trust where they go tax-free and tax-deferred and all these other good things. You really need all this information. We give it to you free.
That's right. A lot of folks want to charge you for it, but you call David Ernest at 279-7431 and set up an appointment. No obligation. Go by. Won't cost you a dime. Meet David. Probably get to meet Leah. Might get to meet Matthew. And you'll learn all kind of stuff.
And consultations with our attorneys are free, too.
Mm-hmm. 279-7431. We are getting close to time to leave, but I want to talk to Matthew again.
Yes, sir.
Talk to me again about guitar lessons. Do you have a name? Is it like Matthew's Mad Guitars? Or
no.
I'll teach you to play.com?
I just teach, and I took 10 years of classical guitar. Uh-huh. Took about 10 years of classical piano, so I'm classically trained. But I mean, a lot of my students, older people that want to just, you know, pick it up, uh-huh, be able to strum along, sing a song, whatever.
Didn't you play sessions in Nashville?
I did. I was a session guitarist.
Would we hear something that you played background on?
Oh, gosh. I mean, there's tons of stuff. Not any heavy hitting stuff. But I mean, I engineered up there. I was in the music industry, mm-hmm, and it's a huge passion of mine. But, awesome. Yeah, I teach, and I'm happy to, you know, pick up new students. My cell number is 425-1882. You can text me, you can call me, and, I'll be happy to talk to you.
You have a Facebook thing going on?
I've just got my personal Facebook. Uh-huh. I mean, I really don't get on there that much, but I'd say cell phone's the best way to get me, for sure.
Give me that number again.
It's 425-1882. That's 334 area code.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Come back and visit us again.
Hey, my pleasure.
Anytime.
My pleasure. There's Thanks
always,
for having me on.
Always room here. Maybe not a lot of headroom, but because, you know, how tall are you?
6'7", 6'8".
I hate you, man. I'm like, I was 5'8", and then I got the scoliosis. Now I'm 5'6".
Well,
pretty soon I'm going to have to go live under a bridge. Terry, any parting thoughts?
I got the opposite problem.
Huh? Oh, no.
Thanks.
Thanks for the invite.
Hey, always, man. Anytime you can come be on the show. We love you, man.
Thanks.
And we'll see you next week. Sir, before we go?
Yeah, if you have any questions about anything we've talked about, or especially if it's dealing with money, mm-hmm, or something that you want to protect to not go away, call me, 279-7431. Would love to sit down with you. And we would actually love to take you to lunch if you're interested.
That sounds good.
Give us a call, 279-7431.
All right.
We're doing lunches at the Texas Roadhouse.
Mm-hmm.
If you like steak and peanuts, 279-7431. We'll talk to you about your money, and we'll eat and have a good time.
Sounds like a plan. All right. We're doing a classic rerun tomorrow night. We'll be back live Monday night. And you have a good weekend, and thanks for tuning in to the Health and Wealth Show. By the way, the McMillan guy, he has a song out. The two rent's too high guy?
Yeah.
Here he goes.
To the New York gubernatorial debate. I'll be your DJ this evening. Take it away.
I represent the rent's too damn high party. People working 8 hours a day, 40 hours a week. So I'm a third job. Why? The rent is too damn high. The people I'm here to represent can't afford to pay the rent. Cause rent is too damn high. The people here laid off right now. Candy crackers like a dollar. Call me a governor. Like a father of a house can put everything in control. The bottom line is the economic state of emergency is the way to go. The way to go. The go, 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 go. This will reduce the cost. You cut the rent down. You cut the taxes down. They give business owners the chance to hire people. They give business owners the chance to hire people. That is it. Nothing else to be said. In the subject, there's nothing.